Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If person A loves person B, then if person B would ever be in pain, person A would do everything in his power to try and relieve person B from that pain. We all have a mitzvah to love Hashem, like it says, Ve'ahabta et Hashem Elokecha. And part of that mitzvah is caring about the pain that the Shekhinah is in and doing everything in our power to relieve the Shekhinah of that pain. It says in the Zohar Hadash that every night the Shekhinah looks at the Beit HaMikdash in ruins and cries from intense pain, saying the words, Arsi, Arsi, Atar Beit Motvi, literally, my bed, the place where I dwelled. At that moment, all of the upper worlds are shaking, and all of the heavenly hosts are crying along with the Shekhinah. We say in the Amidah that we look forward to the Ge'ulah and Hashem returning His Shekhinah to the Beit HaMikdash. And we ask Hashem to return. But that's not good enough. Hashem wants to return much more than we want Him to. That part is up to us. We need to make Teshuvah and fix ourselves to allow Kaviyachol, the Shekhinah, to come back to its home. It is apparent from Pisukim in Sefania Perek Gimel that being dishonest and deceitful with people holds back the Ge'ulah, and those who are guilty of such crimes will not be a part of the Ge'ulah when it comes. Rabbi Matisyahu Solomon Shalita explained, because those sins become public and it gives the Jewish people a bad reputation and thereby desecrates the name of Hashem Lo Aleinu. The Ge'ulah Shelema will bring about the greatest glory to Hashem's name. And Hashem will bring that about to people who care about the glory of His name. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma Daf Pevav says, speaks about a person, about what a person who loves Hashem should do to show Him that love. He should go and learn Torah and serve Talmidei Chachamim to see the way a God-fearing Jew is meant to act. Then, after he learns and presents himself as a religious Jew, he should deal with people in a pleasant manner, and his business dealings with them should be conducted faithfully. Then, what will people say about this person? Fortunate is his father who taught him Torah, and fortunate is his rabbi who taught him Torah. Look how pleasant his ways are. Look how refined his deeds are. And Hashem will say, Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. It is through my people that I become glorified. If we care about the glory of Hashem and the pain that He is in, we need to show it by thinking about this concept all of the time and acting accordingly. The Mesila Yesharim writes in Perek Yud Tet that longing for Hashem's glory is the highest form of serving Hashem L'Shem Shamayim. This is what we should be thinking about when we answer Amen to the Kaddish and Yeheh Shemer Abba Mivarach, that we want Hashem's name to be glorified. Hashem's full glory will not return until the building of the Beit HaMikdash, and that is dependent upon us. Part of the question of Sipita Lishua, did we anticipate Mashiach, is what did we do to show that anticipation? If we will take upon ourselves to do everything in our power to bring glory to Hashem, that would be practically trying to bring Mashiach. That happens by acting the way Hashem wants us to act in every situation in life. And that requires us to learn what is the Ratzon Hashem in each particular situation. We should all, in our own way, do our best to bring about glory to Hashem, and then Be'ezrat Hashem, we should see His true glory with the coming of the Mashiach and the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. Amen. Tizkeh b'nechemat Tzion and Shabbat Shalom.